Princess Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month. Now, on today's date, you will see a link that says Mercury Exposure. Click on that link, and you will see the feet of a man who inadvertently stepped on some mercury powder from a broken energy saver globe. The photo is quite disturbing, but you need to understand that dentists put the very, very same toxic material into your mouth that caused the devastating injury to this man's feet. Again, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and choose April. Go scroll down to today's date, April 23rd. It's pretty amazing. It'll make you sick. We will not take calls today. For questions or comments today during the program, email Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com. As you know, RBN is conducting a pledge drive. If you appreciate this program and the many great programs that RBN offers, you will probably want to consider contributing to the pledge drive. To do that, just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards and bumper stickers. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual $1.33 per month. Or you can purchase some advertising if you have a product or service that you would like to promote. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Mercola featured a DVD on his website entitled Mercury Undercover. He offered it free for about a 24-hour period. I watched the film there and then ordered two copies of it, one for me and one for my longtime dentist. Depending on how he responds to the film will determine whether I continue to support him as a patient. I will be seeing him a week from today. I would like to read the following, and this is from toxicteeth.org, and I quote, "That American dentistry became mired in mercury is a story of profits first, people last. Amalgam is a primitive pre-Civil War pollution product that is half mercury. The 50% of North American dentists still using amalgam do so for the quick and easy profits, while handing us the bill for the health effects and environmental disaster. Now is the time for those dentists still using amalgam to switch. Join their brother and sister dentists who practice mercury-free dentistry. Now is the time for you to decide that henceforth you will not allow mercury in your mouth or your child's mouth, no matter what a pro-mercury dentist might say. Now is the time for you to tell your neighbor, cousin, or best friend, don't get a mercury filling. And what is a mercury filling? It is what the mainstream press calls silver fillings. Leading the charge against the mercury fillings is Consumers for Dental Choice, a nonprofit group that merits your support. With its worldwide campaign for mercury-free dentistry, we get closer year by year and day by day to ending this abominable 150-year historical mistake. Alrighty, we're going to break. We'll be back with our guests today. We have six of them, so stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
As I mentioned, we will not be taking calls today as we have 6 guests, and I'm going to bring them up, the first two, Elizabeth Hung and Daniel Montoya. They are the co-producers and co-directors of Mercury Undercover. You may purchase that film at mercuryundercover.com. I recommend that you not just purchase one copy, but purchase one for your dentist, just purchase as many as you can afford, because after you watch this film, along with the extra features that they offer, it's just going to blow your mind, people. And so let me just bring up Elizabeth and Daniel, and just tell me how you happened to decide to do this film. And then I'd like to bring up Charlie Brown, the president of the World Alliance for Mercury-Free Dentistry. So Elizabeth and Daniel, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Dina?
Thank you.
Great. So why did you do this film? And I know you worked on it for quite some time. It's a remarkable film, and I highly recommend everybody purchase a copy or two.
Well, thank you. Over 12 years now, one of my very good friends went to the dentist for a simple root canal procedure, and many weeks after, she became ill. And basically, after 1 year of visiting like over 60 different dentists, she finds out that she's poisoned with mercury. And it was a very long journey for her, and I helped her through the process, and this is how I learned about this situation.
Okay, so it was a personal experience. Daniel, how about you? I know that you two work together. You have a film company. It's Power Lunch Production, and that's powerlunchproduction.com. So this seemed like a good thing, right, Daniel?
Yes. As co-director and co-producer of the film, when Elizabeth told me about her friend and all the serious implications the medical industry and odontologists in particular have to do with all of this, I was amazed. How can this still be legal? How can people trust their odontologists when the amalgam fillings they're using is so poisonous? And they don't even tell them about this. I mean, I was upset, and that was part of the discovery with all of this. I mean, I have a close friend who is an odontologist back in Colombia, and the problem goes beyond borders. I mean, they don't teach them the serious effects of mercury poisoning because of their practice. So imagine how many people between odontologists, students, practitioners, and patients have been affected and are being affected without even knowing what is wrong with them.
Right. And you indicate that this has been going on for at least 150 years, and that in 1848 that dentists had to make a pledge that they would not use this deadly toxin. And then the American Dental Association is established in 1859, was it 59 or 58? And now it's just general practice.
Right. For me, going to back to your original question, for me it was shocking. After the many years and my friend heal and having a discussion one day over the phone, she tells me that, you know, she was consulting with another patient that was also mercury poison, and that's when I started finding out that nothing has changed since I helped her with this condition. They still put in amalgam fillings. Patients are still not being informed. Going out in social settings, if you ask people and you tell people, you know, about the silver stuff in their mouth, it's like, oh, it's silver. They don't even know what they have in their mouth. So after that many years and still having so much ignorance, I decided, well, maybe I should document this and perhaps create a documentary based on my friend's experience to tell people what's going on. And it wasn't until I learned about Mr. Charlie Brown and his organization that I really started finding out the real truth and everything behind the issue and all the details. And that's basically how, you know, this whole situation came about in this project.
Okay, let's talk to Charlie Brown. He is the president of the World Alliance for Mercury-Free Dentistry. His website is Toxic Teeth. And
good morning, Deanna.
Yes, good morning. Okay, Charlie, tell us about your organization, and the website is fabulous. You have 10 reasons, top 10 reasons to support mercury-free dentistry. And you even give us a link to where we might find a dentist in our area that practices this.
Well, that's important that people go to mercury-free dentists, because dentists that are putting mercury in other people's mouths, children's mouths and so on, and profiting that way, those really aren't the kind of dentists I think people ought to be working with, because they are not aware of the toxicity, or they aren't interested. They are aware of it, but they aren't interested in really learning about it. They're putting their own employees at great risk. Amalgam is a primitive, polluting, pre-Civil War product. It has no role in 21st century dentistry. It wrecks good teeth. It causes teeth problems later. It has one purpose today, and that's profits for dentists. The half of American dentists, and it's about half, that still use this primitive pre-Civil War polluting product, make money. They make more money per chair per day with the mercury filling. They don't want to get training to use the alternatives, and there's a number of alternatives they could use. They put their own employees and themselves at health risk. They put their employees at health risk. They are massively polluting the environment. Sometimes they'll say, well, amalgam costs less to the consumer. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because we taxpayers are picking up the tab, and we water ratepayers. The rest of us are paying, because amalgam which is 50% mercury. They're called silver fillings. Deanna, of course, you know they're not silver. They're mercury. And mercury is incredibly toxic. It's so toxic there's a treaty being negotiated to end the use of mercury in all uses and hopefully in amalgam. But when that mercury goes into the environment after it's in our bodies, or when the dentists just dump it straight down the drain, as they can do in Illinois still in most states, then the cost is huge. The cost in health bills, the cost in cleanup bills, the cost if we put mercury in the fish that children eat, it means fishermen lose their jobs because they can't fish in the lakes because there's mercury in the lakes, and so on. It's a huge economic, social, and environmental catastrophe. That is not reflected. Those costs are not reflected in the price of amalgam. They should be, and we've just issued a report showing that, in fact, amalgam's real price, the real cost of amalgam, is $87 more than its major American alternative composite. So there's no cost savings, there's nothing. There's just profits for dentists who are making unfair profits because the real costs are being passed on, as I say, to families, taxpayers, water rate payers, fishermen, and so on.
Right. And, of course, there's the health issues later on that we don't even associate with the fillings in our teeth.
Right. There is a huge health risk. We have some real experts who should speak on that. I'm not a health professional. Dr. Trowbridge is. Professor Haley is. You have some real experts on the line who can speak to that. I do want to really commend Elizabeth Hong, Daniel Rodriguez Daniel Montoya, excuse me, for doing this excellent film. This film can help build that awareness. So every parent says no to mercury amalgam. So every consumer says no. And that's why I'm very excited that this film has come out and that people are buying it and that it is reaching across America and beyond for American consumers and world consumers.
Well, the minute I watched this film, I knew that I had to have the Elizabeth and Daniel on. It's an amazing film. It's just very, very influential, very, very informative. Everyone should have a copy. Definitely.
Well, I will second that motion very much, and I'm very happy to see what we've got. So anyway, I'm sorry we also have Dr. William Glaros on the line, and I'm sorry, Bill, I didn't mention you, but you have two excellent dentists, both from Texas, both from Houston, in fact, the Houston area, Dr. Trowbridge and Dr. Glaros, Trowbridge is a physician. We have an excellent physician, we have a professor, and we have a dentist. Doctors Trowbridge, Glaros, and Haley. So as I say, they're the ones to speak to the science and to the impact on patients and the impact on workers that they can speak to so capably. I'm really not the person to do that, Deanna.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for sharing your information. And again, your website is toxicteeth.org, a fabulous, fabulous website. And I've already found a dentist, just in case my dentist responds the way that I think he might. So thank you so much, Mr. Brown. Appreciate
it. Sure, Deanna.
All righty. We're about to go to a break, but I would like to bring up Dr. Trowbridge. Dr. Trowbridge, are you with us?
I sure am. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, well, I really, really appreciate you being on the program today. And you stated in the film that the body has the ability to heal itself and that that people with higher levels of mercury in their body have greater illnesses and mercury causes inflammation in the body. I really appreciated those things that you said on the film. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest after a word from our sponsors. So stay tuned.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I have six guests today, Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya, the co-producers and directors of Mercury Undercover. It is available at mercuryundercover.com. And after you purchase the film and watch it, be sure to watch the extra features with the wonderful experts and their findings. Fabulous information. Our other guests are Charlie Brown, Dr. John Trowbridge, Dr. William Glaros, who is a dentist, and Dr. Boyd Haley, who is a professor emeritus of history with the University of Kentucky. Okay, Dr. Trowbridge, you indicate that mercury causes inflammation in the body, and I think that inflammation in the body is so much a part of just about every illness that we have.
Well, Deanna, inflammation is the root of degenerative disease processes. In other words, as we get older, we literally burn up from the inside out. Our organs get in trouble. We go to organ doctors. We go to the gastroenterologist. We see the neurologist. We see the surgeons and such. The problem is they are patching the end results, the last dominoes that have fallen down. They're not looking at the root causes. And, you know, toxic waste in our society has become a major feature for the last 70 or 80 years. But, you know, the funny part is we're carrying the most important toxic waste dump around inside our mouths. And that's the tragedy. We were not informed. We could have been informed. We could have made better choices. Dr. Glaros is a dentist who has been doing these kinds of choices for the last 30 years. Charlie Brown has been arguing that every dentist should be doing these choices. Why aren't we? That's the societal question. That's the burning issue is, Why are we going to spend so much to dig ourselves out of degenerative disease rather than to help prevent it to begin with?
Right. Now, apparently, according to the film, these bottles of mercury arrive at a dentist's office with a skull and bones on it. And they're instructed in dental school that they have to be very careful with this, that they shouldn't touch it, shouldn't breathe it. And yet they put it in our mouths and say that somehow the other composite, the other ingredients in these amalgams keep the mercury from leaking. And yet the film indicates just the opposite.
Well, you know, if it were a real chemical bond, that would be okay. But an amalgam is just a mixture, like if you stir things up. It's not actually bonded in. So the mercury leaches out, the vapor comes out for dozens of years. We have evidence of that in a video called The Smoking Tooth, where you run a toothbrush over a tooth with a filling that was placed over 25 years ago, and you can still see the mercury coming off the tooth. The problem is that you can measure massive amounts of that mercury vapor. Where do you think that's going inside your body? Let's try your brain. You know, we have such worries about Alzheimer's now. We have such worries about dementia, growing older before your time. Your body stays alive and your brain has gone on vacation. What about the fact that heart disease is so prevalent in our society? And, you know, hearts concentrate mercury quite nicely. Brain tissue concentrates. Immune systems concentrate. That's why we have such an outbreak of autoimmune diseases. We are doing things that promote it, not that stop it. Inflammation is deadly.
Right, and there's also ADHD, autism, and certainly a pregnant woman should never have dental work done, especially mercury, and yet they're doing these kinds of things.
Well, you know, Deanna, the real tragedy when we start talking about the younger generation is we have a responsibility to give the kids the best start in life. So it's not just that a pregnant woman shouldn't have dental work done. Once she's had it done in her life, that mercury can cross the placenta and affect the baby, the developing baby. So we have found new ways to give our kids horrible starts on life. And you know, we talk about all these chemicals in our society that we can document as crossing the placenta. The toxic mercury starts early, and then we take our kids to the dentist. I'm one of those who had lots of mercury silver fillings. I love the way we call it silver. That sounds valuable somehow. And,
right.
And you know, as a child, when there was leftover mercury at the dental office, I got to rub it on dimes and quarters and make them very shiny.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Elizabeth,
you know,
and Daniel, could you possibly turn your speakerphone down just a skosh? It's causing some little tweaking here.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you got the extra. And we do have Dr. Glaros with us?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, Dr. Glaros has never given the extra mercury to rub on quarters and dimes.
Well, I hope not. So tell us your experience, Dr. Glaros, and what should we be asking our dentist when we go in there?
Well, I think... Because I got here, obviously, a little bit late, and John's already talked some about it, but there are so many alternatives that we have now to mercury fillings. Insurance companies like mercury fillings because they're relatively easy to place, and they last a long time. And the more committed your dentist is to following the insurance guidelines rather than the patient-best care guideline, then the more likely he is to argue for a mercury filling.
Okay, could you hold that thought? We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Guests today, Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya, who are the co-producers and directors of Mercury Undercover. You may purchase that film at mercuryundercover.com. We have Charlie Brown. He is the president of the World Alliance for Mercury Free Dentistry. His website is toxicteeth.org, where you can find a local dentist that will practice mercury-free dentistry. We have Dr. John Trowbridge, who is a doctor, and I'd like to talk in just a few minutes about how we detoxify our bodies. We have Dr. William Glaros, who is a dentist, and then we have Dr. Boyd Haley, professor emeritus of chemistry at the University of Kentucky. So how should patients, Dr. Glaros, how should patients approach their dentist in addition to having a copy of Mercury Undercover? What should we be asking our dentist?
I think that it's appropriate. There's many materials that are suitable now that are different from mercury fillings. And mercury fillings do not have to be used. And as I mentioned right before the break, that insurance companies like them because of their obvious reasons, and the reasons because of they're less expensive than easier to place, and they work quite well as far as filling up the hole and working okay. But there's lots of choices that people have. I think that to request to before the appointment, before you get even there to the office, you can find out how it's going to be. And you ask if they place mercury restorations, and if they place them, then maybe that's a place to avoid, not just the fillings in your mouth, but the environment that's there, the mercury vapors in the air of an office that's removing mercury fillings, that if it's not being addressed, is a toxic environment.
Wow. You know, so many people have been going, well, I've gone to my dentist for several years, and even though, you know, I had a clue that these fillings were, I have three of them, that they were, you know, dangerous, you know, you just kind of go along with things and hope that you're going to be okay. And if you don't know that there are other options, then, you know, what do you do? You just keep doing the same stupid thing, I guess. But it's amazing to me that a dentist would even put himself and his staff at risk.
Well, Deanna, this is John Trowbridge. I'd like to offer that if dentists really appreciated the risk, they would really address it, but they are told by their professional organizations that there really isn't that much risk. Dr. Glaris is a past president of the International Academy for Biological Dentistry and Medicine, where you actually pay attention to how what you do in the mouth affects the illnesses in the rest of your body and vice versa. The illnesses in our body certainly affect our mouth. And once you begin to take the bigger picture, the holistic view of how the whole body responds, it's a whole different dental world.
Right, because everything goes in the mouth, and certainly when we chew, we're going to probably get vapors. When we drink hot drinks, we're going to get the vapors from the mercury. I mean, I know people who grit their teeth, grind their teeth, and I mean, this is a very, very dangerous thing. And, you know, it isn't just a, you know, okay, so you get a mercury filling and then, you know, somehow it isn't going to affect you. It's going to affect you for years and years, correct?
Absolutely.
So how do you detoxify?
Uh-oh.
And how do you get rid of these fillings?
You know, that's
safely.
A real big question. The getting rid of, I'm going to ask Dr. Glaris to address that. That's a complex question.
Well, you can get them. You can get rid of the restorations in, you know, a few dental appointments. Sometimes one dental appointment. That's not the big problem. There's many things to address in the removal of them, like the protection of the patient, their nose being covered, multiple suctions, cool water, air vaporizing unit, ionizing vaporizing units of the room, the dentist and his staff. Appropriately having gas masks that we wear so that we don't get exposed to it. There's all those things that need to be taken care of.
Now, your association, really, there's like 155,000 people who belong to the American Dental Association, and they don't address any of these issues. They never bring up mercury. They never bring up the toxicity of mercury.
Yeah, the American Dental Association's protocols on mercury hygiene in the dental office, they say don't breathe it, don't touch it with your bare hands, don't heat it up, don't rub it against itself. That which is not put in the mouth or that's taken out of the mouth needs to be kept in a sealed container with the implication that but it's okay to keep putting in people's mouths and the implication that that's, you know, that's a safe place.
And I have talked to my own dentist about this. And, you know, he assured me that it was just fine. Of course, people have a tendency to believe authority figures.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. I know. It doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. Ethically, and even if a dentist, if you ask your dentist, would you place this in your wife's mouth? Would you place this in your daughter's mouth? And if they say yes, then it's best to gather your stuff and leave.
Now, did you ever practice this kind of dentistry?
Oh, for 10 years. The first 10 years of practice I did when I was taught in school. And after I started changing, what I was doing, as some materials became available that were an alternative to the mercury fillings that wasn't gold. It was, but the composite filling started in the early 80s. And then after 10 years in practice, I declared I'm not going to do any more. And so I have not placed a mercury filling since then, and have used all the alternatives, and we have some wonderful alternatives now. They're strong, and they're certainly more attractive, which is what's helped some dentists stop using the mercury fillings. And whatever reason they'll use for not placing more of them, I like.
Did you ever tell your patients, well, I'm not going to do the mercury fillings, or I'm not going to use the amalgam fillings anymore? Did they ever say, well, how come?
Oh, I told them why.
Okay.
Oh, I told them why. I told them, actually, in October of 1984, my receptionist said, oh, we didn't do any mercury fillings this month, because the way I was explaining and talking about, I'm more interested in how long you last and how long your filling lasts, and expressing my concerns in the way that I was expressing it in that October, nobody chose to have one. And for me, that was like a marker. Good. From this point, I quit. I won't place anymore.
Well, bless your heart.
Well, fortunately now there's a lot of us that way, but half of the dentists are still placing them.
Right. Okay, so how do we, Dr. Trowbridge, how do we get rid of these how do we detoxify our body? Because the mercury apparently does not stay in our mouth. It goes to our brain. It goes to our organs. How do we get this toxin out of our bodies?
Gosh, let's ask a simple question, okay? the problem with mercury is that it is attracted especially to the sulfur groups inside the tissues of your body. And therefore, it tends to bind very tightly there, although it is not tightly bound in the mercury silver fillings. That's why it can get so readily into your body. And when it hits those sulfur groups, it damages the energy production system in virtually every tissue of your body, which is why so many degenerative diseases are worsened by having a mouthful of mercury or root canals or so on where mercury is commonly used. Now, the problem with this is once it binds tightly, it's hard to get out. And, you know, the general guidelines you can use are to eat a lot of mercury scavenging foods, example, onions and garlic and such, which are rich in sulfur, will have a chance to remove some of those mercury atoms as they are going through and trying to bind onto you. There are other foods, and you can certainly look on the Internet for whole lists of foods that are good, but I'll tell you, it's very simple. Fresh, whole, raw food is likely to make you feel better than just about anything, and an adequate water supply, because most people don't drink near enough to help their body detoxify. Now, that's the bad news, because it really doesn't get the mercury out, and you need to use a medical treatment called chelation, which is the only approved way of getting mercury less in the body. It's chelation is a medical process by which you remove toxic metals from the body. But just the same way the American Dental Association doesn't like avoiding putting mercury in, the American Medical Association doesn't like chelation as a way to take mercury out and calls that fraud and quackery, even though it is the only FDA-approved method of removing toxic metals from the body. That's the craziness.
Okay, which brings up another question. What does the FDA say about this about mercury?
The FDA kind of straddles a sharp-pointed fence on this one and really will not come down on the idea that protecting our health is its absolute most important role. The industry has made a wonderful record of being able to influence their decisions to where, you know, even though mercury has been demonstrated to be the most significant neurological toxin on the planet, it kills brain cells, there's no question about it. It kills immune system cells so that your autoimmunity problems come up or you are wide open for other infectious illnesses and such. Even though this is well documented, the FDA says, well, you know, it's not really been shown that mercury in fillings is a problem. the problem gets worse when you realize that people like Dr. Boyd Haley, who also contributed to the video, and incidentally, I have to tell you that Elizabeth and Daniel made an incredible, professionally done video. This is not your YouTube extravaganza. This is actually a real documentary, like the best you've ever seen. It will be eye-opening for you. Dr. Boyd Haley is on the video. He's a chemistry professor who spent a lifetime looking at ways to remove toxic metals, and the FDA is making his life complicated in terms of being able to make that generally available. So
okay,
happily we'll hear from him about the trials and tribulations from the FDA.
Okay, Dr. Boyd Haley, tell us about the FDA and how they have challenged your life.
Well, I start out making a compound to address the problem that you're working on, and that's how do you get rid of mercury toxicity, get mercury out of the body. And I did that because I became quite educated, mainly speaking at two large dental groups that are against mercury in fillings, using amalgam fillings. And at first I really thought I would fall into a bunch of kooks with these dentists, because I didn't believe that the FDA and the CDC and the American Dental Association would allow a toxic material that would release as much mercury as they do to be placed in the mouth of Americans. And I was wrong. These people were right on. I've measured the mercury coming off of dental amalgams made outside the mouth. I've done it scientifically. It is 100 to 600 times higher than what the American Dental Association estimates. I did it carefully, and I did it scientifically, and they have not been able to prove I am wrong, and yet they refuse to do any like measurements. And the FDA refuses to make amalgam manufacturers do studies that would ensure that the material we're placing in the mouths of Americans, that is, amalgam fillings, are safe. They're not safe. And the World Health Organization and numerous studies have shown that the major contributor to human mercury body burden is the major contributor comes from dental amalgams, not eating fish, not breathing the air, or anything else. On several cadaver studies, they have shown that mercury gets into the brain, and the levels in the brain and different aspects of the central nervous system is dependent upon the number of dental amalgams that the person died with. And, you know, there was a study done called the Casapia study. Charlie Brown's an expert on this. It was done on orphans in Lisbon, Portugal, where they placed amalgam fillings in half the children and composite or non-mercury-containing fillings in the other half. And then they looked at the level of mercury that was being excreted by these children, you know, over a specific time period. And the finding was really amazing. And this is published in Environmental Health Perspectives in 2007. What they showed was that the girls excreted double the level of mercury in the first 2 years that the boys did, and that the girls were maintained a level excretion of mercury over the 7 years of the study. In contrast, the boys retained the mercury, and at the end of the studies, they were not significantly excreting more mercury from their bodies than the girls. And what this says, and it just defies explanation because this is the government's own work, that boys don't excrete mercury as effectively as girls. And if you look at the studies on people getting autism spectrum disorders, neurological disorders, the boys are, you know, five times more susceptible than girls at the very least. And this study also showed that amalgam fillings placed in boys leads to them retaining that mercury in their body. And yet they have taken no action on this at all. And so you have a real problem with mercury buildup in children. And like the data from the Center for Disease Control says that one out of six American children have a neurodevelopmental disorder that's been based on medicine. So I think we have a real problem. And if you're having neurological disorders, whether you want to believe amalgams caused it, you have to absolutely believe that the exposure to mercury vapor from dental amalgams would exacerbate any neurological illness in any child in the United States or anywhere else, and it would do the same thing with the elderly who are getting Alzheimer's disease and other issues. So basically what I did is I tried to invent, and I did invent, a very safe compound. It's a composition of two natural products that was very effective, antioxidant, reduced the inflammation that Dr. Trowbridge and Gladys were talking about. And that's all the dietary antioxidant for 2 years with no adverse effects. Yes?
Dr. Haley, could you hold on? Hold that thought. We do have to take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, then you can talk to us about this. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I have six guests today, Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya. They're the co-producers and directors of Mercury Undercover, which you can purchase at mercuryundercover.com. Charlie Brown, who is the president of World Alliance for Mercury Free Dentistry. His website is toxicteeth.org. Dr. John Trowbridge, who is a medical doctor. Dr. William Glaros is a dentist, and Dr. Boyd Haley. And Dr. Haley, you mentioned that you had created a composite alternative to mercury. Now, are those toxic in any way? What about the plastics and the other things that might be involved in it.
No, I think you misunderstand. The real problem with mercury is how do you get it out of the body? I mean, there are just millions of Americans. The data is very strong that dental amalgams have been the major contributor to mercury body burden buildup in Americans. And there was not really an effective treatment for removing mercury. It's very difficult to do. And I invented a new chelator type and developed it that is without toxicity. I mean, you can load as much as you can possibly place into a rat that, and it will not make them sick. And at the same time, you can inject the rat with multiple lethal doses of mercury chloride under the skin in the stomach area. And when it's in convulsions, you can inject this compound on the opposite side, and the rat will totally recover. This is now in development. This compound has been granted orphan drug status by the European Medicines Agency for development and also by the Food and Drug Administration. So it's a promising new treatment for people that are heavy metal toxic.
When will it be available?
Well, I can't. We are having a meeting with the European Medicines Agency in May to come to an agreement about what other research we have to do to show its safety and effectiveness. And probably we'll do the same thing in the near future with the Food and Drug Administration. But it's under development. Animal testing has just been phenomenal. But we have to go through, and I believe in this. I don't criticize the FDA for being a little cautious about getting this developed as a drug. But the problem was is that, when we were selling it as a dietary antioxidant, there were many people that wrote very, very positive things about it, the effect on its on their health. And I thought that was due primarily to the antioxidant capability of the compound as well as its ability to bind mercury. And so we have several publications out now that support this. So I think within a year or so, we should be able to have a marketing authority for the compound to treat people that are mercury toxic. But I don't want to, drift away from the message of this documentary was that what it really represents is a failure of the government to address a major problem. And that knowing, I mean, with all the scientific data they're showing, it's simple to show the amount of mercury dental amalgam made outside the mouth.
That's right. Okay, we do have to take a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be back after station ID, so stay tuned.